Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local author has a new memoir. Let's go in-depth with Susan Kuiper, author of Me, My Voice, and I. Susan, congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
Let's begin by starting off with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in Pella, and that's part of the process of this book. Lived here all my life, but knew from an early age that there was a world out there I wanted to explore. That's been a big thrust in my life. I love music. I love literature. I have a hard time making up my mind about things. How's that? But I love adventure, and I love travel.
Well, and you've managed to travel a little bit. Tell us about your travels.
I have been very fortunate. I graduated from Central College and then moved to Arizona, where I met Tom, eventually my husband, and he studied Japanese history. So very early on, we went to Japan for his postdoc studies, where our first son was born. And then we came back to the U.S. for a year, then went to Singapore, where our second son was born. Then we lived for a year in Australia, and then we moved to Hong Kong, where we stayed for 22 years, and came back in 2008, I believe, to take care of mother, Joyce Kuiper, who lived in Pella.
Well, and tell us a little bit about the inspiration for your new book, Me, My Voice, and I.
Right. Well, I've always been a journalist. I have thousands of little journals, most of them not finished. So I like to record, what happens in a day. I think it's fun. It's just something that I have to do, I guess. And then there have been these incidents in my life. And as I look back at the process of writing this book, it started with these amazing tales. Some of them were kind of life-death situations, health challenges, getting through cancer, these things. But others more adventurous, like river rafting accidents in Nepal, or, just having children in different countries, have birthing children in different countries. And I would find myself telling these various stories at various times, which kind of cemented them in my mind as just part of who I am. But then a friend said, you just go ahead and do it. What's stopping you? I decided that it was time, and then as I was writing, I decided, also coming back to Pella, of course, a place I left because I wanted to leave, has been so fascinating, because I left as one Susan and I came back as another Susan. And this book has been, of course, as all books are, you probably have found that true, that they're therapeutic. You learn about yourself as you write. Putting the new Susan in the old Pella. Pella has changed. I've changed. So it's like I needed to bring the stories of my adventures with me back to Pella, and then set them out and say this really did happen. Does that make sense?
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Susan Kuiper, author of Me, My Voice, and I. Well, sure, and it makes me think, I wonder who Susan Kuiper would be if Susan Kuiper had never left Pella.
Wow, so many emotions when you say that. Oh, dear. One of the very early chapters is about this epiphany that I had when I was a freshman in high school, which is, I don't know, some people sail through adolescence, I'm sure, very happy, but it wasn't necessarily my happiest time. But the epiphany was that, you know, and the other thing that I learned as I wrote it was that all of the most important stories that I had to tell included a voice that just talked to me and made sense. It was, as I've said, in the kind of a snarky voice. It's not, you know, it's a little sarcastic sometimes, but at this one epiphany, the voice said, you know, you don't have to live the rest of your life in Pella. And it just freed me to not be constrained. So if Susan Kuiper had stayed in Pella, having had that voice moment where she was promised freedom, I hate to think, it might not be so fun.
And so this is a voice you've had in your head since you were a little girl?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we all have voices that, you know, kind of talk to us, but there's one that sticks out, and it's, it just makes pronouncements that, you know, it, everything else, all other sounds deaden, and this voice comes in and says obvious things or prophecies kinds of things, or observations. So that's been fun to explore in the book as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Susan Kuiper, author of Me, My Voice, and I. Well, and you tell stories of your travels, of your life, and so does the voice play a role in the stories, or are they just a story that is independent of the voice? The voice guides you, but then you tell the story, or is the voice in the story? How does it work?
Okay. Again, as I wrote, it became clear that, and again, coming back to Pella, and I think I started on that tangent earlier, when I started out writing the book, it was just to tell the stories, and then I got to realize that with Susan Kuiper, you know, in Pella again, who was not only discovering who she was, but rediscovering her childhood in Pella, trying to find out about who her ancestors were. Who was, you know, I knew some of them. I knew my grandpa really well, but my dad's parents both died before he was 22. They were both gone. So I never knew them, and he would never talk about them. So as I don't have grandchildren, but I'm 70-something, and, you know, I'm approaching that age where my life is a story, and it's passing very quickly, but there are things in my past that would never, you know, only I know, of course. So, but I realized that in my quest to find out about who my grandparents were and, you know, what kinds of characters they were, I realized that I wanted to write these stories for my boys. So the whole book is written to them, and I address them directly for most of the book. They're, you know, telling tales of, and I say at the beginning, you know, some of these stories, you know, But some of these stories you don't, and especially not from my point of view. But I want you to know them. I want you to hear them from me, so that, you know, you'll have a sense of who I have been, who I was, what we went through, and what it looked like from my perspective.
Is there a quick story you can share with us just in a minute or two?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it starts out, I was in Tibet, and the very first story that sets the book in motion, I was staying for a month in Tibet teaching an amazing Tibetan woman English. And we were sitting in a restaurant, and she owned a guest house. We were sitting in her restaurant, and this Tibetan monk from the monastery, which was right next door, came in. It was a cold and blustery night, so we kind of closed the door against the wind, and there he was. And he could speak English, which was nice for me because I hadn't spoken, I hadn't heard English for a long time. But he also spoke Chinese, so we had a three-way conversation. But then he turned to me and asked if he could tell my future. And of course, if you don't, I said, of course. So he read my palm, and he gave me these two prophecies, and it was just such a magic moment. But one of them was that I would get very ill, and that came true. And the second was that I would be married for a third time, which hasn't. So, but that's one of the later chapters. I'm still waiting for the second part of that chapter.
Well, and where can we find your book?
Well, I have copies, so you can contact me at susan.kuiper@gmail.com. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well.
Mm-hmm. Or order it from any independent bookstore. I'm sure they'd appreciate that business.
Absolutely. I will have them in the book vault in Oskaloosa. And yes, anybody, that would be awesome.
Well, Susan, after writing Me, My Voice, and I, have you figured out who Susan Kuiper is?
No, thank goodness. No, it's just a joy to be alive and, plant flowers in the spring and in the winter and travel when you can. And in a way, at this age, it's nice because it doesn't matter who I am anymore. It's just I work for joy, and the voice keeps nattering, and I keep listening to it, and I don't know why I call it he, leads me to, trying to work with my textiles, my oriental textiles, or gardening, or whatever. It's just fun.
Thanks to Susan Kuiper for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.